Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Trent and I'm an alcoholic. My question is, how did we become willing to make our amends? By this point, I've shared my inventory with my sponsor. He's taken me through the experience of 1, 2 and 3, where I've learnt that I'm an alcoholic of the hopeless variety and that I need a power greater than myself. I need to be unblocked to access that power to stay sober a day at a time. So I share my inventory with my sponsor, and the way my sponsor's taken me through, actually, is as I'm sharing my fifth step is I create a list of harms, and it basically just starts with names and institutions at that point. And I'm writing that, I'm flipping the page over and writing that down as I'm sharing. And you know, I take that home with me, and I sit in 6 and 7. I sit for the hour with God, and I come out of that hour, and I turn to my inventory and I compare what my harms list is, those names and those institutions that I've harmed, and I search through my inventory, and expand on that, and you know, search for the specific harms for each person. And I'm, without realizing it, my first experience in hindsight, I can see I'm sitting in prayer and I'm sitting in meditation while I'm doing that, while I'm searching through these names and I'm identifying specific harms. And I take this rough little draft list that I've got, I take that to my sponsor and I sit with him. And, you know, the following week, I sat with him and shared it with him and really just bounced off one another. You know, this man's had an experience of the 12 steps himself and made his amends and continued to make his amends. So he's got experience to share and I trust in him. I trust in that experience and, you know, people I should go and see and people I shouldn't, and really just verifying what the specific harms are and ensuring that I've got all of it. And then also ensuring that some of it's not going to harm those people by going out and doing so. Well, you know, my experience is that we write on cards. We've got index cards that we use. We outline the approach to the people and how that looks, and you know, especially to make sure that we give room for people to share with us what it was like and how they were affected. But you know, just on step 8, I've got my index cards in front of me. My first ever experience is step 8. It's a week between seeing a sponsor for me. I'd catch up with him roughly every 7 days in person, and I would actually sit, and part of my morning routine and part of my prayers in the morning and my meditations, I'd sit with those sack of cards that I had and I'd pray. And I'd pray for the willingness to make my amends, even on the ones I was willing to make, and especially on the ones I wasn't willing to make. And you know, for those, you know, throughout that sort of 5 to 7 day period, I'd shift, and then there was people on that list where I'd have a minus, you know, representing not willing to make or not right now. And as I noticed, as those days went on, some of those minuses became pluses, and some of them remained minuses, through that process. And you know, without jumping on to another, you know, jumping on to step 9 and giving another speaker opportunity to speak on that, there was times I became willing as my amends went on. But really the emphasis for me is how I became willing to make my amends is through a lot of prayer, through a lot of meditation, a lot of trust in my sponsor, and a lot of blind faith. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.